Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kristen Zhivago is here. Kristen has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. She is an amazing person in the marketplace. She has won awards for her book. She has taught people how to make more money, how to do it the right way. And especially as a revenue coach, she's worked in the machine tool industry, which is no place for ladies, they thought, until she got there. And she's our good friend, Kristen. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be here.
They should make a movie about you, Kristen. No place for ladies, right?
Yeah, it wasn't just machine tools. It was tech and science, and it's okay. You just have to be curious and unafraid.
And want them to get dirt under your fingernails, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here, Kristen. Thank you so much for being here. You've been around the block, and you've seen the marketplace. You've seen the analog marketplace and the digital marketplace, and you paid your dues. As you look at things the way they are now, what do you think? What's your perspective on where things are now?
Well, it's interesting. I've been reading your book, first book. It's amazing. I started reading it, and I was just – the first couple of paragraphs blew me away. I was like, nobody else has covered business in such a deep and yet basic way. It's an emotional, psychological history of business. It's the real forces at work. And as somebody who's written about and just sort of obsesses about the customer's buying process, I just thought it was so interesting. I'm reading it very slowly. I'm reading chapters more than once, which I hardly ever do with a business book. Usually I skim through them and I'm like, okay, yeah, I got the idea, fine. But this one's different. This one's deep.
Well, thank you.
The whole idea of fear and greed being active forces and then the passive forces, it's a really interesting way of looking at the marketplace. And the thing I'm most concerned about right now is that robots don't have consciences.
Unless we put it in them. That's the thing I keep reminding people about, Kristen, is we've got all these algorithms out there, which is essentially what makes a robot move. An algorithm is a robot, just as ones and zeros, you just can't see it. But we got all these algorithms out there, and they could behave ethically if the humans who programmed them had that intention. And that's what's going on right now. And unfortunately, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's the truth, most of the algorithms being prepared today are written by people who don't have a strong ethical background. It doesn't mean that they're not good people. It just means that they haven't been in the marketplace long enough to know about the power of ethics. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's true, and I think we've walked away from it. I think it's become sort of not even talked about. People don't even talk about it. And yet I've built my whole career on decades and decades of the golden rule. I try not to treat anybody the way, you know, I want to treat them the way they want to be treated, the way I'd want to be treated. Mm-hmm. And it's really been a basic business philosophy. I never hurt anybody that I'm doing business with. And if I get paid or not, doesn't matter. I'm there to help.
Well, so you're devoted to as our friend Lynn Morella calls it, you're devoted to the unenforceable. That's the definition of ethics. Lynn Morella taught us that. Devotion to the unenforceable.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's really interesting. And now what's happening is marketers are stalking their customers. We're following them around. We're saying, oh, look, they're here now. We're going to send them this message. Mm-hmm. You know, we're literally stalking them. And the reason we're doing it is because the holy grail of marketing right now is catching them at their moment of need.
Yep.
Which is really what search engine marketing is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a line. And I think we're starting to cross over it.
They actually say, Christian, that they know how, I mean, they actually know how to manipulate people subconsciously now. They're doing that with,
sure,
with the stuff they're doing. They, I mean, it's not like, hey, we got this stuff, will you buy it? And then they say it 16 more times. It's not like that. They're doing things in subliminal ways and I've heard them talk about it. I've heard the people who are behind those algorithms talk about how they know where you are, they know what you like, and they know what buttons they need to push to get you to take action.
Yeah. And okay, that's, you know, you can say, well, we're just helping people find what they want, and that's true, but where's the line? When does it become intrusive, and when does it become controlling so that your agenda is supported? That's the
right
part that gets questionable.
And the thing that I tried and I got to in the book eventually, it was what I call ut prius. Ut prius is Latin for before the fact. Meaning, as you and I both know, competition causes people to push the envelope. Take one more step, one more step over the line. Whenever the more Wall Street demands more earnings out of you, somebody says, well, I can go over here. They say, well, isn't that over the line? Yeah, but we need those profits. So if we go over the line, and they say, okay, we'll do it because it's an algorithm, right? It's not me doing it, it's an algorithm. And so they push that button,
they go
over the line.
Yeah, everybody does.
And they
you
use the word intrusive, they intrude on us so that they know things before we tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's artificial.
Yeah,
the virtual digital assistants do that. That's how they. And see, that's already happening, Christian. The digital assistants are listening to you.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. It's the thing that doesn't balance this out is that spiritual, ethical, absolute. There, it is an absolute. Good is good, and not good is not good. Kind is kind, and mean is mean.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sort of losing that absolute. We're sort of getting shady about that. Well, yeah, but, you know, the ends justify or the means justify the end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it turns out.
Well, this is the thing, and see, the reason why we should cut ourselves a little bit of a break with not understanding what's going on and being anxious about it is because no human beings have ever had to experience this before, ever, in history.
Yeah.
We're the generation who's having to sort this out the first time. And you get it. You get it, Christian. Folks, that's the reason why I encourage you to follow Christian. Where is it? I need your website quickly, Christian.
JivagoPartners.com.
All right. That starts with a Z, H, and an H. JivagoPartners.com. You can find her book there, Roadmap to Revenue. It's an award-winning book. It's Christian and I. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.